Okay, today we're going to learn Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. I want to go back a little because I think there were some things I didn't explain perfectly right yesterday toward the end. So we're going to start from... I want to start again from the Baimine Rav Avya Saba Me Rabba Barafuna. Okay, remember Rav Avya Saba asked this question of Rabba Barafuna, Kulit Stuma the Rabbi Yishmael Mau Shetitma. If we have this Kulit, we have a Moach Etzem, we have a bone with, we're going to see this Mishnah today, we have a bone that has the moach inside, the marrow inside, and it's sealed, okay, meaning you can't touch it. So, you can't touch the marrow because it's sealed, the bone, right?
The bone could be... The bone has a crack.
Exactly. So at this point, the question is, if you remember, Rabbi Yishmael said, et sheba lichlal maga, ba lichlal masa. Right? So now, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Mao Shetitma, would this kuli become Tameh? Do we say, eat le Rabbi Yishmael, etche balich lamaga balich lamasa, and lo balich lamaga lo balich lamasa, bahacha hainu tamra mishum de balich lamaga milifanav? Do we say, this bone, what happened in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, we saw the case was, Milifanav, if you hold like Barpada, what do you say? That since, if you flip, right, remember we have a skin with the meat underneath, if you flipped it over, right, and you touched the meat itself, in theory there was a way to do that, right? And therefore, you could become Tameh that way. And that's why, since there's potential for touching it, that's why even if you touch Mechorav, you'll be Metameh, Maga, and Masa, right? And since you get to Maga, then you could get to Masa. But in our case, since you can't ever balichlal maga here because it's the marrow, which is the part that's the meat, is inside and sealed shut. So therefore, maybe, right, hacha, by us, hainu tamra mishum de balichlal maga milifanav. But here, since you can never actually touch the marrow, maybe this shouldn't be matame at all. O dilma lately. Or maybe you say, no, it's not taloi only in maga, right? You could say... right, it could be metame b'masa even if it's not metame b'maga, and therefore this kulit stuma, even though you can't actually touch it, it would be metame masa. So what does he say? So amar le orva parach, and then he says, oh look, there's a bird, and here also I mistranslated the end part. So anyway, amar le rava birei v'lav hainu rav avya saba mipubadita d'mishkach lamar v'gave d'gava rabahu. Right, how could you be so disrespectful and say, oh go look at that bird, you know, and distract him from the question he asked you? Isn't he this big talmid chachami? You treat him with respect in general. So amar le ani ayom, I said the opposite. It's not that I drank too much, it's samchuni b'ish ashishot, I didn't eat enough. In other words, I was teaching all day and I was exhausted and I didn't eat enough, and therefore ubamine milta debayitama, it was something I really needed to focus on and I couldn't focus on it properly. Okay, amar ula. Now we're going to have another din about these, about another issue connected with our Mishnah. Shnei chatzei zeitim shetchavam bekisam, if you connect them with this toothpick, afilu molichu maybe kol hayom kulo tahor, even if you move them all day long, right? Obviously time is not a factor, but even if you were to move them all day long, you're still tahor. Why is this? My taima k'tiv v'nisa ukrinan nosei. Okay, the pasuk says ha'ochel minivlatai yichabes gadav tamei ara erev v'hanosei at nivlatai yichabes gadav. Now when it says nosei, it doesn't say it with a vav. So what? How can you read it? Nisa. It can be carried. So what do they say? Be'ina nosei v'hu dinisa bevat achat. In order to be metame masa, it has to be something that you could carry all at once. And these two pieces, you can't carry at once because they're two separate pieces. In other words, it has to be one item that you could carry at once. And this doesn't have it. So Ula says, two chatzei zeitim that you stick on a toothpick, you move them around, not metame masa. So now they say, Tznan, says in the Mishnah, Hayu alav shnei chatzei zeitim, mitamim b'masa v'lo b'maga, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yishmael already said that what? These two chatzei zeitim are mitamim b'masa. Amai, v'halav nisahu. But how could you say that based on what Ula said? Now, the Rabbi Yishmael makes no sense according to Ula's interpretation, which is really a question on Ula, because Ula came after. So Amar Papa, here's our final, our source where it was originally here, when we quoted this earlier, in the daf yesterday, Amar Papa b'mirudad. What Rabbi Yishmael must be referring to is when they're attached by a very thin piece of meat. In other words, they are connected. Okay, even though they're two chatzei zeitim, they're attached by a very thin piece of something, but they are actually connected, so they could be actually carried in one fell swoop. Tashma, another source, though, that's going to question this. Modei Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzei zeitim shetchavam b'kisan v'sitan shutameh. Oh, Rabbi Akiva said explicitly exactly this case, that Ula said doesn't work, Rabbi Akiva says does work, right? It will be tani. Amai, v'halav nisahu, it's not the same thing, right? It's not, they can't be carried at once. So, hachanami b'merudad, same thing. Now we're going to say that what Ula says is actually a machloket tana'im. It's not going to look like it at first, but they're going to explain it must be this is the machloket. Kitanai. Echad ha-nogea ve'echad ha-mesit. Whether you touch it or whether you move it, you're going to be tameh. Rabbi Eliezer omer, af hanisa. Even if you carry it, right? In other words, it sounds like negia and hesed versus masa. Now what's the problem? What's tumat hesed? Tumat hesed is, I move this book and this book moves something else. But that's the same as masa, basically, right? Masa is, I'm carrying the tray, and on it is something. Those two are one and the same. So it seems weird. Achad nogev, achad mesid. And then he says, afa nose. So atu nose, lav mesitu. Isn't nose mesid? Isn't it the same thing? El alav, hachi kamar. This is what it means to say. As we're going to reinterpret the machloket, because it makes no sense. It says this. Must be the machloket is our issue, which is, achad nogev, achad mesid, bilo nisa. If you push something and it pushes something else, right? Even if they're two separate pieces and you couldn't carry them together. When he says, what he means is, only if it can be carried all at once. Meaning he's holding like Ula. Meaning they're not two separate pieces. Umay af, but it makes no sense, his lashon, because he says, ah, forget about we're changing hanose to dinisa. Okay, fine, I can handle that. But he says af, meaning even the case of nisa will be tameh. And according to this interpretation, it means only if they can be carried together will they be tameh. Only if is not the same as even. Okay? So what do they say? Umay af, ema v'hu dinisa. So they say change all the words, okay? It's not just af hanose, it's v'hu dinisa. And then it makes sense that this machloket. Now, the only reason they're pushed to say this is because there's no other way to read the pshat of that source, because it really doesn't make sense. If mesit and masa are basically the same things, then it doesn't make any sense, the machloket. So, therefore, they change it. Okay, new Mishnah. Kulit ha-meit, we're going to have three categories in this Mishnah. There's kulit of a meit, which means the bone of a dead body. Now, remember the kulit, we talked about this last time, why they mentioned specifically the kulit, because it usually has moach, the marrow, inside. Okay, which again, the marrow is considered meat. Okay, it's like meat. The problem here is that you can't get to the meat, right? You can't touch it. Or maybe you can, depending if it's broken or sealed. That's what we're going to talk about. So kulit hamet, if you have a bone of a dead body. Now, a bone of a dead body, it doesn't matter if you have marrow inside a human body. It doesn't matter if you have marrow inside or not marrow inside, because it says, right, Rashi quotes it, oh, be'etzem adam, right? One of the things that are metame is etzem adam. Etzem means the bone, whether, right, and when we were talking about the meat of a nevela, we said the etzem only if it's a din of shomer, right, or yad. But the etzem itself is nothing. But if you have a dead body, it's actually metame mida oraita. So the first case is tuma mida oraita, etzem adam. It doesn't matter if there's moach, doesn't matter if there is a moach. The second case, kulit hamukdashim. Here's an interesting thing. There's a din of pigul in notar. Pigul is when the kohen, generally it's the kohen who does the pigul machshava while he's, or it could be the, while someone's slaughtering, while someone's, you know, doing certain pu'ulot, right? They have a machshava that they're going to do another pu'ula, right? A pu'ula of eating or consumption on the mizbeach. Chutz hazmano or chutz limkomo. They mess up the korban. Generally, it's the kohen who is doing the avodot. So generally, it's the kohen who messes up, and then he messes up my personal korban, in which case I now have to go pay and bring a new korban. We had this whole discussion when we learned Tzvachim. It seems very strange that a person should be penalized. Now, there was a concern that because the kohen can mess up someone's korban, if the kohen was angry for whatever reason at this person, he could totally mess them up. So they instituted that kohani, that the meat of pigul is going to be what they call mitameh tayadayim. Which means, right, this comes up in other cases, other things, whether metame yadayim or not metame yadayim, that if you touch this meat now, which the kohen's going to inevitably touch if he's dealing with it, he becomes tameh. It's a disincentive clause in order to prevent him from doing something like that. The same thing with regards no tarif. They leave over the meat, they don't eat it in time, which again, a lot of the meat was eaten by the Kohanim, the Chatzat Yasham, all that. So the meat, if you leave it over, you don't deal with it, or you didn't burn it in time, which also the Kohanim were involved in, it becomes no tarif. In order to deter, Rashi calls it atzele kehuna, laziness among the Kohanim, and leaving over the meat. They said, if you leave over no tar, it's going to be tummy. This is all Tumah Midrabana. And they would go there on the meat, including, again, whether it has moach or doesn't have moach. We're going to learn that the gzera included any kind of bones. Okay, the bones are matame also. So kulit hamukdashim, hanogea bahem bein stumim bein nikuvim. Okay, both these categories, kulit hamed or kulit hamukdashim, if you touch them, whether they're sealed or whether you can touch the marrow, get to it because it's cracked, tame, your tame. Kulit nevela, but kulit hasheretz, hanogea bahem, but the difference is in a nevela or a sheretz case, if you have a bone from them, that's a din of shomrim, because again, a bone is nothing when it comes to nevela or sheretz. And therefore, if they're stumim, if they're sealed, then they're going to be tahorim. You're not going to actually become tameh, because there's no way to get to the meat inside. Even though there is meat inside, din of a shomer is only if you can touch what it's shomer alav, right? What it's protecting. It's protecting the meat, but you can't touch the meat, so it's not tameh. Nikuvim, but if they're nikuvim, kol shehu, any sort of little cut, you know, even if it's teeny, as long as they say, even if a hair of yours could get in there and come in contact with it, mitame bimaga. That, the whole topic so far was tumat maga. We have three different categories, a tumat d'oraita me, tumat d'rabanan of notar and pigul, and tumat d'oraita of nevela and sheretz, which is only going to be tamimi d'oraita, we didn't show mer, and only if you can get to what's actually inside. Minayin sha'af b'masa. How do we know it's also metame b'masa? Tamud lamar hanogea v'hanose. This is a pasuk about the sheretz, and it says hanogea b'nivlatam yitmada erev. The next pasuk says v'hanose at nivlatam. So they compare nisiya and nigia. Saw this before, right? This is etche balichlam maga balichlam masa. Lo balichlam maga lo balichlam masa. If there's maga, then there's masa. If there's no maga, then there's no masa. So masa is going to be the same as maga. Now, what's not mentioned in the Mishnah? When it comes to kulit hamed, what's the classic way made is metame? Ohel. What's ohel? Okay, there's a bunch of different ways of ohel. We're going to learn a lot about ohelo today. There's a dead body or an etzem or something of a maid in a house. Everything in that house that's open becomes tame. Okay, if you have a sealed box, what's in the box doesn't, remember we talked about it the other day, inside the animal's body, right, or inside a human's body, if there's something in there, it's not metame, if the person's still alive or the animal's alive. Anyway, that's ohel. So everything in that closed space above the dead thing will become tame. If there's no closed space, then let's say you have, right, you just have a bone on the floor, on the ground, uncovered, tumah goes all the way up and all the way down, like in a, right, basically from the bone or whatever it is, the body, straight up, straight down, through the ground, everything. Okay, but not to the sides. It only goes up and down. If you have tumah in a box, okay, or in a space, so if it's in a box and there's a tefach of space above, okay, between the mate and the box, then we assume the tumah stays in the box. It's almost like it's its own little ohel, okay? But that's bitznai that there's a tefach above. If the mate is in a box and the box is so close to the mate that there isn't a tefach above, then that's called tumah tamuna. One of the ways they call it is tumah tamuna. And then we assume, although we'll see today, there's one opinion that says no, but that tumah goes all the way up, okay? Because the box is not enough to create an ohel, and therefore it's the same as if the tumah was just on the ground, you know, the mate was on the ground. Okay, those are a bunch of dinim of ohel. We'll get to a few more.
You said something about carrying somebody in a graveyard in a box or in a carriage.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
How high the roof was over his head.
Right, yes. So there's issues with that. Okay, so now, nogea in. Now, notice the Mishnah said, nogea behem, aval ma'ahil lo. But it doesn't say anything about ma'ahil. So now the question is, why doesn't, the assumption is, first assumption, which will, someone will suggest something otherwise later. First assumption is, it just says negia, it doesn't say ohel, must mean ma'ahil lo. Ma'ahil means if you put your hand above the tumah, right, then, right, let's say there's a dead body on the ground, I put my hand above it, not going to be tameh if it's above a kuli tameh. Now, question is going to be why. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case then? Ida'ika kizayet basar ba'olnami litamah, right? If there's a kizayet of flesh on it, of course it's going to be tameh. Deleika kizayet basar, if it doesn't have kizayet basar, well then what? There's two other options, right? Ida'ika kizayet moach mibifnim, if you're going to say there's a kizayet of moach inside, then the basar inside is what's metame. Tuma boka ba'ola, and therefore ba'ol nami litama. Right? The moach is inside. It's going to break through the etzem. Right? There's no tefach of space there. And it's going to go all the way up to soma. Heel should be a problem. And deleika kazayat moach bifnim. So therefore it must be that there, And therefore it must be there's no kazayat of flesh on it and there's no kazayat of moach mi bifnim. However, they say be'i moch mi bifnima ale arucha mi bachutz ever ma'al yehi. But if you say that the moch that's inside can cause regeneration and cause the bone to regenerate, meaning if the bone were still attached to a person, it would regenerate flesh. Then, and you say that it could do ma'ale arucha even mi bachutz, it could create a regeneration of flesh. Then this is also considered an ever ma'al yehi, whether or not it has kazayat moch, it shouldn't matter. And ba'ol nami li tama, and it should also be tame. So basically, we can't really figure out why ma'ahil is not an issue here. Amar Rav Yehuda Barei Rabbi Chiya, zot omeret, this must be to teach you, moach bifnim eino ma'ale arucha mibachutz. It must be that we hold that the moach inside can't cause a regeneration of flesh on the outside. Rashi adds, if there's no flesh on the outside, then it's not going to be able to regenerate and cause flesh to grow. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, according to this. Okay, now it's a little weird because it's not exactly what the Mishnah was saying. It wasn't talking about it, but that, right. First of all, it's also scientific. Is it true? Is it not? But that's what the Mishnah is trying to say. So now they're going to have a problem, though, because according to this, we're talking about there's less than a kezayit of moch etzem bifnim. There's nothing on the outside, right? There's less of a kezayit inside, and it's therefore it's not ma'ahil.
You also don't know. Inside, you have no idea.
That's a good question, right? I guess you could figure out there's not even space enough for a kazayat inside. You could know that, no?
I don't think so.
If it's a really small bone, then there wouldn't be enough inside, yeah. So now they say, well, wait, if we're going to say it's less than a kazayat, the assumption is what? If this is less than a kazayat, moch bifnim, then all the other cases in the Mishnah are. That's going to create a big problem. Then why are mukdashim mitame? What is notar or pigal if there's not even a kazayat of meat? There is no notar or pigal. So you're certainly not going to make a gzera and make a tame if there isn't even notar or pigal. Vitu, and additionally, nevela v'kuli tasheret, kinik v'uamai matamu. What should it matter if there's a nekev inside for tumat nevela and tumat sheret? You also need a kazayat. So they say, no, halokashia, no problem. Resha deleka kazayat, sefa deika kazayat, right? The first case, there's no kazayat. The second two cases have a kazayat. Umay kamashmalan, mile mile kamashmalan. Each thing in this Mishnah is a totally separate thing. Resha kamashmalan, the resha is coming to teach you, moach mi bifnim eino ma'ale arucha mi bachutz. It's coming to teach you that issue, right? That it doesn't regenerate. Mukdashim, my kamashmalan, shimush notar miltehi. Remember, it's a kazayit of notar, and it's or pigul, and it's to teach you that something that serves the notar, is that the rabbis, exactly as I said when we learned the Mishnah, the rabbis are gozer, that if there's notar, then anything that serves the notar that has to do with it, the bone relating to it, is also going to be tameh. So when they made this gzerah on notar, they made it not only on just the moach that's inside, but the bone that's surrounding the moach. Damar mar baravua amar Rabbi Yitzchak atzmot kedoshim shishim shu notar mitamim mitayadayim ho'il v'nasa basis ledavar ha'asur. It's kind of like shomer. They're saying, right, the etzamot or basis, this is, comes up in muktzah issues, a basis ledavar, like your tray with your candles on it. So the candles are asur and the tray is a basis for that. So here also, this is the atzamot are a basis for the notar and therefore the goes are also on that. What's the chiddush by nevela? Okay, then this breaks into three. Each one is coming to teach you something totally different. Nevela, like I said earlier, each is a totally different type of tumah, right? One is tumah d'oraita, one is tumah d'rabbanan, one is tumah that has to do with nevela and sheretz, and one is mate, right? They're all different things, and therefore they're all teaching you a different chiddush. And therefore they're all some kazayit, some without kazayit. So again, only the first one is without kazayit, all the rest have a kazayit. When it comes to the... But the chidush by nevela, and obviously sheretz also, it just says nevela, but it means nevela and sheretz, Af agav de'ika kazai nikva in lo nikva lo. That even though it has a kazayit amach bifnim, it's only going to be an issue, right? The chiddush there is only if it's cracked and you can actually touch it. If you can't touch it, it's not going to be tame. And that's the chiddush. So that's the first interpretation of our Mishnah. Not a kazayit, right? The first case doesn't have a kazayit because it means only nigia, not mahil, and therefore it must be a case of less than a kazayit. The second two cases are kazayit, and each one to teach you a different thing. Abaye Amar, but Abaye disagrees with this thing about the moach mibifnim. He says, what are you talking about? Lo olam moach mibifnim ala arucha mibachutz. It does regenerate. V'hacha b'may askina, and I'll give you a different case where you're going to have a kulit of a make that won't be mitame ba'ohel. What's the case? Bisha shafa, if you scraped away at the bone, then it's not going to be mitame. How do we know this? Ukid Rabbi Elazar, Damar Rabbi Elazar, kulit shashafa le'orkat me'a, lirochba tehora. If you take this kulit and you scrape it away, if you do it lengthwise, it's going to be still be mitame. But if you do it around its width, okay, around like the circle, you know, kind of make a circle around, like in the circular way, that's going to be tehora. And how do you, and what's the problem? You're kind of disconnecting the parts of the bone from each other. V'simanech, and the way you remember this is dikla. Take an eighth dekel, a palm tree. If you cut it from top to bottom, nothing's going to happen to the tree. You scrape off some of it, nothing. But if you scrape off from the middle, you're going to prevent the sap from getting from one part to the other, and you're going to basically cut off the tree's sustenance. Okay, so we have, again, within this, we have, is moach mibifnim ala arucha mibachutz or not? If we say it's not, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Or, according to Abaye, no, it's a case, again, you have to say, it's a big ukimta on this Mishnah, when it says, kulit hameh, mitameh bimaga, but not ba'ohel. Again, this is all assuming that the Mishnah, that you can infer from the Mishnah that it's not ba'ohel, not mahil. Then, it's saying, that's only in a kulit shashafala or kake, lirokh bakes. Rabbi Yochanan has a different interpretation. He says, number one, I disagree about the moach mibifnim. Lo olam de'ika kizayit. He disagrees. He says there is a kizayit. There is moach mibifnim ala arucha mibachutz. It will regenerate. I disagree with you about everything you've said, basically. Umay nogea dekatane. When it says nogea, what does it mean? Ma'ahil. It means also ma'ahil. In other words, our whole assumption that it's excluding ma'ahil is not true. When it says nogea, it means also ma'ahil. But wait a minute. If you're going to say moch mi bifnim ala arucha mibachutz can regenerate, then you're viewing this bone as if it's basar. If that's the case, then in the case of the nevela and the sheretz, it should be mitame whether or not it has a nekev or not. Because if it can regenerate, that kind of makes it this real aver, which is mitame. So Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Gidol, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hacha b'mayaskinan, kegon de'ika kezayit moach hamitkashkesh. It's a kezayit of moach that's dried up. Why is it called mitkashkesh? It means it makes a noise like a rashan, right? Like a grogger. So what does it mean? It means if it's already dried up, then it's kind of shriveled up, and when you move it around, it'll shake inside. Now, once it's dead moach, then it's only going to be mitame, in the Nevela Sheretz case, if you actually can touch it. Right, if it's cracked somewhat, and you can touch the moach. Otherwise, we're going to call this dead moach, and it's not going to do it. But gabe meit, it doesn't make a difference if it's mitkashkesh, because tuma bokat v'ola. Remember, the tuma, the meat might be dried up, it doesn't matter. It comes, right, it goes straight up to the shamayim. That's tuma. So that's going to be mitame, but benevela, kevan de mitkashkeshu, nikva in lo, nikva lo. Okay, so the first question, Rabbi Yochanan, is how could you say, if you say that it does regenerate, which actually they could have asked this on Abaye, he said the same thing. He also said it regenerates, then it should be Eber Ma'alia, and it should be even by Nevela, shouldn't make a difference if it's sealed or not. He says, no, we must be talking about dried up moch, which then it's no longer, it clearly can't regenerate once it's dried. Amar Rabbi Avin, v'item Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, af ananami tenina. Now they want to prove that what? They want to prove that the word nigi'ah could be synonymous with ma'ahil. Okay, well, it seems a little rachok to say that, but basically they mean when it says nigiyah in the Mishnah, it could also mean ma'ahil. I just want to point out one thing, that The only relevance to this whole Oel thing, obviously, is the first case, the Kulit HaMet. So a simpler answer could have just been that the Mishnah was talking about something that was common between, that was all the same for Kulit HaMet, Kulit HaMukdashim, and Kulit Nevela and Sheretz, which wouldn't have to do with Ma'ahil at all. And they were only talking about Nigiya Masa, which related to those things, whereas Ma'ahil is something unique to the main, and maybe it just wasn't referring to that. But they don't answer that. Instead, they say, right, either Nigiya is not Ma'ahil, or Nigiya is Ma'ahil, right? Until now, we thought Nigiya wasn't Ma'ahil. Came Rabbi Yochanan, he said, no, Nigiya includes Ma'ahil. So now we're going to show a source that seems to indicate that, yeah, we use them, right? I was going to say that, but it's not actually what the Mishnah is showing. The Mishnah is showing that these are the same. Okay, how so? Tanina, Afananami Tanina. We see this in a source. I can't remember now. It's a Mishnah in Ohalot. Hanogea bekachatzi zayit u'ma'ahil achatzi zayit. You're touching a half a zayit of a mate, and with your other hand, your hand is hanging over, or maybe even the same hand in theory, right? There's a dead body, you know, a dead piece on the floor, or let's say someone stuck it, like with a toothpick, into the ceiling and or into the side of the wall, and you're right under the wall there, you know, you're kind of next to there, and a chatzi zayit is on top of your head. So now, right, oh chatzi zayit ma'ahil alav, right? So either he's ma'ahil, his hand is above it, or his body's above it, right? He's standing on top of the piece, or his hand is above the piece, or the piece is above him. So you have, on the one hand, Nigiya with a chatzi zayit, with ma'ahil of a chatzi zayit. Iyamar bishlam achad shmahu. If you say Nigiya is the same as ma'ahil, mishum hachi mitzdareif. We can join those two together to make you tame. Right? Because the Mishnah says tame. Ela iyamar trei shmeinin. If you think these two things are two different things, ma'ahil is one, Nigiya is another, mi mitzdareif. How could you say they're mitzdareif? Now, how do we know they're not? Because v'hatnan, it says in the Mishnah, in the same, right, it's also the same Mishnah, it looks like. Zehaklal, kol shehu mishem echad mitztaref. B'tamei, mishnei shemot tahor. Okay? The Mishnah says it explicitly. If they're one name, they're mitztaref. If there are two names, they're not mitztaref. So it must be Ma'ahil and Nigiya are one and the same. Got it? Very clear. Wait. Elamai echad shmahu. But if you're going to say that they're one name, they're one and the same, Nigiya is Ma'ahil, which is what we were trying to prove. Ema Seifa, look at the end of that Mishnah. Aval hanogea bechatzi zayit, bekechatzi zayit. You're touching a chatzi zayit, here's another case. Bidavar acher ma'ahil ala va'al chatzi zayit. You're either in a house, there's a tame, a little half a zayit in the house of mate. Your hand is outside the house, touching a chatzi zayit, okay? So you're touching one and you're ma'ahil, or you just have like a bookshelf on top of you and the davar hatameh, the chatzi zayit, and your hand is outside there, right, touching some other. So you have a chatzi zayit and a chatzi zayit together. One is ma'ahil, one is not. One is nigiya. And what does it say? Tahor. This case, you're tahor. Now, ichad shmahu, if you're going to say nigiya and ma'ahil is the same, am I tahor, right? You shouldn't be tahor. So what do they say now? Oh, wait. So elakasha resha. Really, now the resha is difficult because now we're going to assume they're not the same. Nigiya is not ma'ahil, in which case they're not mitzdareif. So how is they mitzdareif in the first case? Right? The obvious question is what's the difference between the first case and the second case? So in order to explain the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Zeira, bituma ritzutza ben shnei migdalim askinan. Okay, now we're going to talk about, and this is the one I didn't discuss yet. Ve'ein b'nehem poteach tefach. Dekula nigiyahi. Okay, what does this mean? It's tuma, you have two closets, so to speak, or trunks next to each other. There's not a space of a tefach between them, and in between that not tefach space is this chatzi zayit. Now, when you have a case like that, because it's so tzafuf, you know, and stuck in this space, we say that's tuma ritzutza, bein shnei migdalim, and ein b'nehem poteach tefach, that means there's not a tefach of space. Dekula nigiyahi. We call this, it's as if your hand goes above that, we consider that as if you're touching it. We don't call that ma'ahil, we call it nigiya. That's a case where ohel, right, where ma'ahil is called nigiya. But only in that case, not in a regular ma'ahil case where there's a tefach of space. Okay? This we consider to be nigiya. Just one second. Right, the assumption here, and they say it's even the halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, this tumah ritzutza, The Tumah Ritzutza is as if, because it's so shoved into that space, it's as if the whole space is filled up with that Tumah. So when you put your hand on top, it's as if you're touching the Tumah. That's how they view it. Okay? But that's a unique case, and then the Reish is only talking about Tumah Ritzutza. And the Seif is not. That, again, raises the question. How could the first case be Tumah Ritzutza, the second case not? Okay. Although the second case was talking about Davar Achab Ma'ahil Alav Al-Chatzi Zayit, so it's clearly not Tumah Ritzutza. Right? The second case can't be because it's a case where there's an OL over you and the Chatzi Zayit. So that's why it's obvious that certainly isn't. So now they want to know, okay, so if you're going to say now, so basically what did we try to do so far? Rabbi Yochanan said, Negiah is Ma'ahil. We tried to bring this mission to prove it. We were not successful. But now we're back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, Negiah is Ma'ahil. Okay? Whether or not you can prove it from the Mishnah is a debate. Maybe you can't prove it from that Mishnah. Okay. But now they want to know, Uman Tana Dekari La'ol Nogel. Who is the Tana then of our Mishnah who holds that Ma'ahil is the same as Negiah? So they say it's Rabbi Yossi. How do we know? Titanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Milo Tarvad Rekem, if you have Rekev, if Rekev is the ashes from a dead body, like the remains of a dead, like from a dead body, or I don't know exactly the, but something from a mate that's like, sort of like a dust. It's really dust from the mate. If you have a Milo Tarvad, that means a cupful. I don't know if it's like a teaspoon, a tablespoon, but let's assume like a tablespoon. Okay, you have, there's a debate about the amount exactly, but let's say you have a tablespoon full of this Rekev. Mitame b'maga b'masa uba'oha. Okay, so now we have to explain what does this mean. Bishlama b'masa va'ohel. I understand if you're carrying this tablespoon full of stuff or it's in an ohel, I can understand that it's mitame the whole thing. Hakatayim le'kule. Because again, this is like the Tnei Chatzei Ezei team, right? You're carrying the entire thing. Or you're in the house with the entire thing there. Vaha kama'ahil akule, right? Or you're, you know, you put your hand above the entire tablespoon full of stuff. Ela nogea, but how can you possibly do negia for a tablespoonful of dust, right? What's going to happen? If it's in a tablespoon, first of all, right, you can't touch what's inside it, right? You can only touch the top part of it or something. And if it's spread out, you're certainly not going to be able to touch an entire tablespoon full of dust. It's impossible. So they say, ela nogea, right? It doesn't make any sense. Halo nagabakule, you aren't touching the entire amount at once, and therefore, how could you possibly become tameh? So what do they answer? Ela lav shmamina, my nogea, mahil. Nogea must be mahil. Well, now we have a separate problem. Again, what did it say? Matami b'maga b'masa uba'oel. If you say that negia is ma'ahil, then you have a repetition. V'hakatani nogea, v'hakatani ma'ahil. It already says oel, and it says nogea. So we're going to have two, if you're going to say substitute ma'ahil for nogea, you're going to end up with ma'ahil twice. Amar Abaye, there's two types of oel. L'mata mitepach oel negia. We're going to call it, if you put your hand within a tefach of this, let's say, you know, bone that's, you know, or in the Milo Rekev, you put your hand within a tefach of it, we're going to call that negiah. It's as if you're touching it. Lamala mi tefach, oil grade. If you put your hand above a tefach, away from it, we're going to just call that regular oil. So there's two types of ma'ahil. That's Abaye's answer. Okay? So again, where do I just want to keep with our, we have Rabbi Yochanan who said, negiah is ma'ahil. We tried to prove from a mission, we didn't succeed. But now we say, who holds this? Rabbi Yossi. How do we know Rabbi Yossi holds it? Because he says Negia, and he says Ohel, right? And the case, there can't possibly be Negia, so we have to put Ohel instead of Negia. Now we have two Ohels. One is within a Tefach, and one is, right, above a Tefach, okay? And one is called Negia, and one is called not Negia, because you're farther away. It's as if you're not touching it. Rava, of course, disagrees with Abaye. Rava amar afilu lemala mitefach, nami ohel negiahi. Okay, we're going to call ohel negiah, if your hand, again, there's two dinim of ohel. One is in a house, and one is where you're just, you're outside in you know, no roof above you. There's tumah, and it goes up, and you're standing above it, right? Or okay, so he says, even if you're standing above something, lamala mitefach, we're going to call that as if you're touching it, because if tumah goes up, the tumah is in the air. So therefore, you're touching the air, you're basically touching. Behechi dami oel greida. So what's oel greida? Baham shacha. That's a din of oel where you're in a house. When you're standing in the house and the dead body's over there and I'm in the room, but I'm not anywhere near it, I'm not negia, that's oel. That's classic oel. So that's what the two oel are. What, right? Not within a tefach and above a tefach. Right? Neither, right? One is what we would call ma'ahil, where you're above it, and one is ohel of a bayit, you're in the house, okay, with a roof above you. So now comes Rav and he says, Amar Rav mina amin ala, how do I know this, that this is what Rabbi Yossi holds? Ditnan, Rabbi Yossi omer chavile mita usrige chalonot. Okay, if you have, what's the word? What?
Mesh.
Interlaced bars.
Okay, interlaced bars of a bed. If you remember, they had these like crisscross, right? Their beds were like these crisscross bars that went across. Or you have, right, it's kind of like a reshet, a net. Or sarige chalonot, okay, soragim of a window. And let's say you take them and you put them in between your bottom floor and your top floor, okay? Imagine your house has like rafters, okay? And you put in like this floor made of a netting, basically. Chotzitzin, okay? They separate. That means if you have a mate downstairs, it won't get upstairs, even though it's not sealed, okay? It still won't get through. That's also assuming there's less than a tefach between, of space in between. We're going to view this as all one because you stuck it in the house. Now that you built it, you basically built a machitza. Ben habayit laliyah. So they're chotzitzin. Shelo lachnis tshuma letzad sheni, right? The tshuma won't get from one to the other. But if you, let's say you didn't put it, you didn't build it into the wall in your house, that's like creating a machitza. But let's say you just put them, you place them on top. Prasan al pnei hamet ba'avir hanogea. Prasan al pnei hamet. You had a mate on the floor. You put these bars on top, okay, how you set it up, I don't know exactly. Let's say there were sides to it, and you put it above. Let's say you have a bed, right, that's built, and there's this reshet, basically, worth a lot of openings. So, prasana paname, ba'avir hanogea kineget, ba'avir, in the air. So, hanogea kineget hanekev tameh. If you put your hand where the holes are, you're tameh, because it goes right through. It's, if you put it in your house, then it wouldn't go through, because it would be built in, you create a machitza. But here, it's just in the air. So if you're opposite the hole, tameh. Shelo kineged hanekev tahor. But if you're not where the nekev is, right, your hand is above one of the bars, then you're tahor. Hechidami, what's the case, comes Rav and he says. Ilema lamata mitefach shelo kineged hanekev amai tahor. If you're within a tefach of the mate, in other words, the bars are within a tefach of the mate, why are you tahor if you put your hand right above the bar? Why? Mate biksu tohu. It's like a mate with its covering on it, right? With its clothes on it. And we know that mate biksu tomatame. If it's within a tefach, then it's kind of batel to the mate. So therefore, it tuma should go right through it. And you should become tameh if you're touching above the bars. Elalav lamala mitefach. It must be above a tefach. And what do you see here? Vika karele nogea. They say, what does it say? Chavilei mitav dada, chotzitzin, chalanana, prasana panei ameh, ba'avir, hanogea kineged hanekev tameh, even though it's ma'ahil. So here's his proof that any ma'ahil, even if it's above a tefach against Abaya said an ohel above a tefach is called ohel, and it's called negia if you're within a tefach. But here, he proves that it must be you're above a tefach, because otherwise it would just be the big damn egg. And yet we call it negia. There you have it, that ma'ahil is negia. Amar Abaye, no, I disagree with you. La'olam lamata mitefach, u'dekamart, and what was your problem with saying if it was even within a tefach? Because you said me biksu tohu. So they say, a maid, you can't compare these bars or this reshet to this netting to a clothing of a maid. Clothing of a maid is batel to the maid, like the tachrichim, right? They're batel to the maid. But something external that you put above, even if it's within a tefach of the maid, is not going to be batel to the maid. And that's why it's called negiah, because it's still within a tefach. So Abaye and Rava each try to prove from here, right? And as Rava tries to prove his point, Abaye says, no, it doesn't prove your point. Actually, it proves my point. Because, okay, so now, last question. They're going to say, but wait, Tehave, if it's within a tefach, then what's this? Tehave kituma tmuno bokat vola. What do we say? If there's no space of a tefach, right, going back to the beginning, if you have a mate in an aron, right, and we said if the aron is samud, right, up against the mate, there's not a tefach of space, tuma goes straight up. So this should be, right? Why isn't the tumah going straight up? Because what did we say? If you touch above the bars, you're tahor. So what do they answer? Well, and with this, kasava Rabbi Yossi tumah tumuna eina bokat. This is a unique opinion of Rabbi Yossi. We saw, right? This was all based on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi himself must hold, right? Number one, he holds Negiyah's Mahil. And number two, he holds the Tumah Tmuna doesn't go out. In other words, if you have these bars above the mate, even if there's not a tefach of space between the mate and the bars, still the Tumah is not going to go all the way up. Those bars are going to block the Tumah from going up. Okay? And tomorrow we're going to see, where do we see that Rabbi Yossi holds this?